Blog Talk Radio.
My garage is flawless, under 100,000 ain't allowed. Maybach triple white like I'm riding in the cloud. No denim on my seats, baby, you gon' need a towel. Ride sexy through the city, see me, you won't be aroused. My bankroll so well endowed. Poor bitches from MIA to ATL in style. Pent in crowd, catch me in town. On the strip in Vegas, chillin', fillin' bitches' faces with babies. Bitch, back your tongue, this just ain't a Mercedes. Tell the ATF I'm riding with another 380. That's my car cost, y'all thought I would fall off. That was just a small loss, we could have a ball off. Fly to NY, meet me at the Waldorf. Historian, architecture Victorian, riding in the past like you're driving a DeLorean. Hard times, never heard of those in the back. My feet kicked up, give my dicks up with the curves closed. And for the record, kid, my final question is, how your bitch gon' feel in that when you two pull up next to this?
Smoke Radio back again on a Tuesday, getting a cracking like I always do all the time. You hear me anytime I got something to say, and if I got to do a special broadcast, not even really do the Wednesday flow, it's definitely something I got to definitely get off my chest, and we definitely gonna have to have a little discussion, some type of round table on some of the current events, what's going on around us right now. I'm up here live from Griff City, Pennsylvania, doing the damn thing, just grinding it out, doing what I do, got the drink in my cup. But we will get it on here in a second. I got to get my computer up and running. You know what I'm saying? My computer be out there. Anytime it seems like I can be popping all day on my computer. As soon as I get the chance to do these shows, it'd be like it just start acting crazy. I just feel as though it might be the energy that just be coming to my body for my body just putting that shit on the fricks and all that. But we're going to get it cracking. Let me get up here and get it up and running. How's everybody doing out there? I hope that everybody's doing all well and good. Living preposterous, nobody starving out there. Hope everybody's literally not on no other shit. I hope everybody's literally eating, because starving food can definitely bring a motherfucker to hunger. Can bring a motherfucker can do some old some compromising shit, especially when you're hungry, man. So I just send out hope everybody out there is physically eating, being nourished, and taking care of yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get this board up and cracking. But like I said before, everybody know me. I can rock this. This is easy work. I can rock this for 3 hours by myself without a problem, without a note, because the information is in my head. And the thing is, I want to get people on to hear other views. But believe me, people, I can sit here, you know what I'm saying, with the drink in my cup. You know what I'm saying? Get 2 or 3 rolled, and I can do this shit all by myself. Let's get the board, see if we can get it up and cracking. You know what I'm saying? See if I can bring the family in. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things in the media that we cover right here on Up and Smoke Radio that people thought I was crazy. People said, no way, that's not coming. You're reaching, Smokey, you're reaching. And I'm like, well, it's here now. So we can talk about it, because at this point you can't even say that I was wrong. I said the gay agenda is here. It's so much in your face. Yeah. It's blatant. Now this guy comes out, and now it's on. The agenda is fully, completely on, and more people are going to come out with the shit, and it's going to be, and I just want to see how the people feel about it, because we're about to go into a whole new different, we're about to go into some whole new different thing. And to my people that's out there that think they're homophobic or anything like that, this is not about your homophobia. This is not about being homophobic. This is not about hating gay people. You know what I'm saying? This is us talking about what's going on around us, and what do you feel is coming up in the future? Because regardless, there's a lot of things that's going to be coming out here in the near future that we're just not going to like, and we're just going to have to deal and accept it. It's just going to be what it is. And so I want to get a lot of people's opinions, ideas. How can we power through, or just not even really power through, just look at the new paradigm that's going down, because now the same stuff is getting taught in schools now, and this is a whole new different thing going on right now. So I definitely would like to hear people's views out there on the situation. I guess they're going to have to do another little reboot here, you know what I'm saying? But like I said before, you know what I mean, I like to see what's going on board, because to me, this is like doing radio shows. This is like me getting on the phone and busting it up with one of my homeboys or something, because a lot of people around me, you know what I'm saying, especially if you see the young fellas around me, the young gunners around me, they're definitely on their shit. They're definitely conscious. They're definitely on their shit. So, you know what I mean? And I mean, on their shit, they're not your average 20-something-year-olds. They're definitely on a whole new different way of thinking, and they're open-minded to a lot of things. So this is, you know, we get on the phone and we might chop it up for an hour just about on how the world is working, on how everything is going down, and we'll talk sitting back and talk religion, things of that nature. So having these types of talks is nothing for me at all. And to the people that actually know me personally, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing. You get me going. You get me with the drink and the cup. Or get a couple things. You know, get me some dank, whatever. You know, I can go all night. It's just that the fact that I got some clips. I got some things that I need to get to the board to, so we can get cracking. And plus, I want to get the callers on there. And you know what I'm saying? So we can definitely take your calls and hear your side of the story. Wes, if you're out there, bear with me. Cousin Mizzy P, if you're out there, bear with me for a second. And Keisha Lucas, if you're out there, bear with me for a second, because we definitely want you to chime in today on this radio show, because this is definitely inspired by you. How about that one? Who says I don't give you credit? So, like I said before, just bear with me, you know what I'm saying? But we can get into it a little bit, because my whole thing about it, these are things that we talked about on this show a lot of, you know, just agenda, gay agenda. Let's just get the gay agenda out here. Let's just get that away. Let's not do that, because now that gay is a trigger word for hate. You know what I'm saying? If you say gay too much or something like that, it becomes a trigger word, and it's becoming taboo and things like that. So we're just not even going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about social programming, which what I'd rather talk about, because it's almost like a blanket statement. It covers everything. It covers the whole thing. It covers the gay agenda. It covers the music agenda. It covers actually, you can cover politics. It's just out there how you can socially be manipulated, you know what I mean, to totally dig some shit you probably wouldn't even like, because it's not your thought. It has been programmed to you to think certain things, whether you think you have free will or not, because we all have a certain level of programming. So don't say, hey, I'm not programmed, because we all have a certain level of programming to us. You know what I'm saying? If you get up in the morning and go to work, sorry, regardless, that's a program. You set your alarm for a certain time to get up for work. That's a program. A schedule is a program. Whether you want to try to use it or not, it's a schedule. You're programming yourself to achieve something. Take a mental note of that. You're programming yourself to achieve something. If you write a date down, if you have a date, you know what I'm saying? Say you have a wedding that's next month. You are programming yourself to get prepared for this date. There's certain things you got to do to get that agenda out to yourself so you can get to this date. So this is what I mean by programming, because it could be little things. It doesn't have to be this whole big, oh, you're Illuminati type of deal. It could just be something different, just like you see somebody wearing a hat, a particular hat. You know what I'm saying? And it might be a star, and you don't give a you would have never gave a shit about this hat. You would have never even cared, but not this particular star is wearing it. You want the hat. And at the end of the day, I really just have, like, not to sound like conspiratorial or anything like that, I just have a nagging suspicion that every time I try to start a radio show, like, somebody throws a type of bug or some type of what's the name at me to where my computer doesn't work or I can't get to the board. But it doesn't matter. Usually I'll stop the show. Yeah, I'll just be like, I'm not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get to the board. I can't take callers. I can't see you. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing. I can't get to my sound. I can't get to my clips. But not today. Today is not one of those days. Today is not one of those days. So, like I said, if you're out there, just stick around, because we're gonna power through it. You know what I'm saying? Even if I have to go downstairs and hook up, you know, number two. You know what I mean? Try to hook that up. But like I said before, every time it's time for me to do a radio show, and this happens, my computer just blacks out on me. And there's really, there's nothing right now that I can do about it. But like I said before, I can do this. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Not a big issue. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance, like I said, I got a chance to talk to a lot of people today, and a lot of these conversations were very inspiring. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you talk to people that are not necessarily like-minded, because I don't like to talk to, you know, necessarily like-minded people that think the same way I do. You know what I'm saying? But just some people that can bring a different perspective to a conversation, and we're pretty much on the same page when it comes to a lot of things. And the thing is, people are starting to just let the guard down. And what I mean by let the guard down, there's certain shit that you would not go for 10 years ago that's going on now. Like, and it's not like, and it's crazy shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody, like, face tattoos are becoming the norm. Where 10 years ago, 15 years ago, tattoos were like fucking taboo. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can sit here and call me old-fashioned all you want to, you know, but the fact of the matter is there's certain things that was going down that are the norm today that were taboo maybe 10 years ago. And the thing is, a lot of people have really still feel the same way. They went along with the flow because they don't want to look like, you know, they don't want to look like they're not a part of the times. They don't want to look like they're untrendy. But if I talk to my mother, like, I have these beads, okay? I have beads. They're, you know, basically it's the Holy Trinity in Africa. It has, you know, it has Pharaoh. It's a symbol of Pharaoh, Isis, and the Ankh, you know what I'm saying, which is life, whatever. And it's red, black, and green. And she looked at the beads and basically said, you know, she basically got a gay type of vibe, basically like, oh, what are you doing? It was all in jokes, but like, you know, hey, only gay people wear that. Now here, I'm thinking, you know, I'm being, you know, a little Afrocentric, you know, representing for people from my, my culture, in my heritage. And she looked up the beads as if like, yeah, of course, yeah, that happens. You hear a lot of background noise. That happens at live radio. That's going to happen with me, period, because I just want to let you know how I'm living. And this is what I do. But if I talk, you know, I mean, she thought that was like a gay thing, only gay white guys wear beads. What are you doing wearing beads? You know what I mean? Not knowing. That right there and deal with this is, you know, and my mom's not by all means, like she's not up on anything at this point. What I mean by anything, like, she doesn't know, like, what the cool phones are, or, you know what I mean? With the latest trendy shit is, or anything like that. She still goes by the way she grew up, which you know, which sometimes could be a good thing and sometimes it could be a bad thing, because you wanna stay current, you wanna know what's going on in the world around you. Also, got to understand that you don't have to succumb to certain shit. And a lot of people out there that do certain shit, it's them just trying to be young. Like a lot of people just do shit that they just don't got no goddamn business doing. You know what I mean? They just trying to keep up with the young folk and the young crowd with that whole Jay-Z, you know, 30s and new 20 forever young type of vibe. And I can get that to a sort of extent because I'm the type of person that feels that only person that tells people they need to act their age is boring people. If you're a bored person, you know what I'm saying? If your idea of being a grown man and getting your grown man on is sitting in the house and basically doing nothing, then that's something we got to talk about because that's not grown man shit to me. You know what I mean? Look at this. We're going into something else, but that's all right. That's what we do. But that's not grown man shit, brother. That's not you just sitting in the house doing a whole bunch of nothing. Oh, I'm on my grown man shit. Grown men enjoy life. It's just the way you go about it. You know what I'm saying? Or how you want to enjoy your life. Now, don't get me wrong. If you sitting in the house and enjoying it, that's the way you enjoy your night, then that's fine. But you can't knock people that want to go out and go out and socialize. That's what they want to do. But there are a part of the people that don't really got shit going on in their lives. So they want to talk about the shit, you know, other people got going on in their lives. So they was, oh, you need to settle down. You need to go. You need to do this. And it's like, wait a minute. Just because you're boring as fuck and you don't do shit and your life consists of whatever the fuck, whether it be getting on a social network or whatever have you. Tell nobody else they need to sit their ass down somewhere just because you don't got nothing cracking. And a lot of people do that shit, too, having people feeling some type of way about socializing and doing certain social things. And it's because they don't got shit going on. And they really want you to be home to keep them company so they can talk the phone with you so they can be bored. Just like they bored. And certain people just don't got a choice. You know what I mean? Certain people just don't got a choice. They're just not socially thorough like that. So of course the first thing they would say, you need to sit down and be with your kids or do something like that. And that's all well and good, but if you're a full-time mother, you know what I'm saying, and you then did your thing, everything's paid. The kids is with or if you're in a separate situation, it doesn't matter the situation, but let's just put it this way. There's a marker of time where you can get free from your children. You just choose not to. And it's not like it's like you have to. I'm not saying that's something you even have to do. It's just that the fact of the matter is, you know, if you might step out, nobody's going to really give a shit if that you're out or not. So you have to act like you're taking the higher road when in actuality, you're not really, you know, you're socially retarded and nobody cares. So you have to sit back at the other people, basically jealous of them because they're doing something, they're having fun. And you know what I mean? And you're just, you can't get your shit off. So you want to tell everybody to sit down. You know what I'm saying? You want to tell everybody, hey, they need to sit down somewhere. How dare you? Says who? You? The boring person with no life? Of course you would want somebody not to go out and have fun. Of course you would. Of course you would. Okay. We're getting a little something. We up and at them. Okay. I'm kind of thorough with this. Are we on? I hope I wasn't muted for this whole motherfucking shit. Yeah, we on. We live. We in effect, you know what I'm saying? Get this shit crack-a-lackin'. You know what I mean? Get it cracked. No, yeah, not a board's back up. Now I can throw out my little stuff. Yeah, my little link, yeah. Guys on the line. Yeah, but like I was saying before, you know what I mean? Only certain people with that type of vibe to tell you, oh, you need to calm down, or you need to settle down, or you need to do something. A lot of them people just be bored and they ain't got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? So they always want, because they want somebody to be, you know what I'm saying, on that board shit. Because they bored as shit and they ain't got shit to do. So, yeah. So it is what it is. Yep, the board is on. Okay. Shout out to you. What up, Dave? Not in the chat, but on the post. Okay. Now we in here now. Yeah, we in here now. Yeah, we in there now. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, okay. We on. Okay. Yeah, man. But it is what it is. When I got, we talked about the programming, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, these are things that me and Wes covered on the show plenty of times. About just social programming and things of that nature, on just everything. And I'm waiting for this guy to call in just for the cosign. You know what I'm saying? Just for the cosign. Just show some of y'all people, and some of y'all already know what we've been discussing out here. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all already know what we've been going on and talking about. So. It's to a point that we ain't even really. I just want to rehash it. You know what I'm saying? Just want to rehash. And that's just another thing. You know what I mean? You get a lot of people that act like they're passionate about a lot of things. You know what I mean? And they can sit and this is just a new age of people that's going on right now. And what it is people that don't want to have a conversation no more. You know what I'm saying? Conversations are completely out the window. People want to sit there and argue back and forth with you via text message, and you can't really articulate a point when you're doing things like that. I always say this, you can't really text emotion. You can't really text emotion, and people can't really get up here and defend their points. And that's what I'm saying. And this is, like I said, this is always like the round table type of vibe. We do a vibe. We're having some technical difficulties, but I think we're back on deck before the definition. we're definitely up and cracking now. Let's get to the board. Okay, thanks to the people that stuck around. You know what I'm saying? I was having some technical difficulties and shit. Couldn't get to the board, but we're on the board now, and everything's on and cracking. Everything's on and cracking. Okay, Wes, you on with me, buddy?
Yeah, you good, Sam?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're definitely good. Don and Chris, like, you know what I mean? I was having some tech difficulties at first, but now I can, like, you know what I'm saying. What you doing over there, that old studio life?
No, actually, I'm on Vegas right now. Yeah,
okay.
I'm out here with the homies.
Okay. Doing it up.
Shit.
Up there doing it up. Like I
still
said,
recovering,
man,
from the hangover got from last night.
Okay. Out here doing it up, you know what I'm saying? Out there in Vegas, that's what's up. I'm like I said, man, we've been having this discussion for a long time. And if you can, you know what I'm saying? I know you're out there in Vegas. If you can, just get somewhere where your audio can sound crisp.
I'll see if I can. Hey, I'm going to be in a little store, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Go in a little store just to clear up the audio.
Okay, my man. Yeah, but let's see what's going on, man. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm trying to do too much. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, you're definitely. Yeah, you're definitely. Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is this. Like, we've talked about a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things we covered, and we was looking kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know I mean, now it's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now it's into to fruition. It's out there. What do people want to say now?
What can they say now? It's in their faces. But then again, some people just close their eyes and deny it.
Yeah.
They'll probably still defend their point of it's not happening. They're not trying to popularize homosexuality and make it a fad when they really are, and it's in your face now.
Yeah.
Like the evidence is here, from Young Thug to now Caitlyn Jenner.
Are you gonna address him as that on the show? are you gonna address him as Caitlyn Jenner on the show?
that's what you wanted to talk about, isn't it?
I guess we're gonna go along with it, because my whole thing about it is we can go along with the whole thing. his mama call him Bruce. I'ma call him Bruce.
Yeah, but I said that just to make that point.
Yeah. We're gonna use the tagline. And shout out to homie Lon Lope, man. If you out there, man, I definitely would like for you to call in and get your point on there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get your points off, because I see you got the internet on fire. And like I said before, we got a couple callers out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But they won't hit the. You know what I'm saying? They can't call in, and they can't call. They won't hit the one button, or there's a lot of people. I just put the number out there. They won't call in and state their case, because you know what I'm saying, that's what they do. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Some fighting. That's what they do. They some fight, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We can definitely say, you know what, I can say to you, like thanks for the time and coming in, but like I thought that I was gonna have to defend myself because, you know, I just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not politically correct at all. I just tossed it out there. Like, you know what? Y'all can totally miss me with the fuck shit. Bruce Jenner is gay or the motherfucking Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing about it is, this is what I mean by people. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. I'm looking at something. Shout out to Ron Lowe. I'm looking at something. He says, and this is the tagline. He says, in my opinion, being gay is a choice. I don't judge people. Swear to God. It's me with that boring game, but some of you God worship every day, went against the old Bible and told you what to say. I'm just gonna make one day. So, and everybody's sitting there, whoa. So everybody's sitting there going back and forth, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to tell him, tell him to go ahead and hit the one button. They can't defend it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely hot as fuck.
So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we like now, and we can keep her for a second, you know what I mean? Now we got to a point where you can't even have a conversation with a motherfucker no more. You know what I'm saying? Can't even do that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it sounds like you're doing a big back out there. So if you want to go ahead and go ahead and let me go, and you can catch it, because you get on tomorrow, so and continue to have fun. Because,
yeah.
But
I'm definitely. Yeah, before I go, I'm definitely going. I definitely do want to make at least one point here. Like, we see what's going on. We know what's going on. But the second we speak on it, people want to throw out words like hate monger and bully.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
We're just pointing out what we see. It's not my fault to defend you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I tell you like this. It's not even that. This is something we can go ahead and do some more intro. I mean some old other shit for tomorrow, because this is only a special broadcast abbreviated show. I just want a couple things off my chest anyway. We've seen that nobody out there, the people that just want to listen, just seeing nobody out there hitting that one button, and none of the people that were so passionate about this, about this thing has called and hit the number. So there's no need for me to continue the show. I can just go ahead and sign off, really, because I've been on for over, I know I was having them tech difficulties at first, but we've been grinding out for a second here. Ain't nobody hit the one button. I'm thinking that we was going dialogue, have a round table discussion. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to understand that there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of people out there that they think they're passionate about something, but they're really not. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's time for them to articulate a point or try to make sense out of a point, they cannot do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's because they lack conversation skills.
There you go. They lack communication skills. So when people call me some hating shit or say, like, you would think, like, and this is for the people out there on the internet that don't know me personally, that just know me on some Facebook shit. You would think of the shit, the things that I post on Facebook, And after that, you would say, well, if you disagree with me, like anybody that, like all the people that I disagree with on Facebook, if I could call them, that would be fucking dope. And we can sit there and have a conversation. That would be super dope to me. Like if I can get on the phone and somebody had a radio show, you're back right now, killing me. I'll let it fly. You know what I'm saying? Hold on real quick.
True.
I just need, if I had a page, you know what I'm saying, and I wanted, you know what I'm saying, or I mean somebody had a radio show, excuse me, and I disagree with them, I would completely call that show and articulate my point and tell that person why I disagree with them. You know what I'm saying? And I know what people are going to say. We ain't got time for that. I got work. And you know what I'm saying? All that. You got time for it because you're, you know what I'm saying? Because soon, if I post a clip of the show and I say this, you're going to listen to the clip and you're going to respond to that. Is that the fact that you cannot articulate a point? I do not believe you. You need more people.
Yeah, baby.
So at the end of the day, this is what we do. This is what I do. I can get up here, articulate, defend my points. I can get down. I can do it. Easy work. You got a lot of people out there that hide behind a phone, internet. And when I mean by phone, I mean by text messaging and shit like that. When it's time to talk and make sense out of shit, they either hide because they don't really have nothing to say. They just want to argue. So on that note, you know what I'm saying, over the internet, you know what I'm saying? So on that note, I bid y'all adieu. I will check y'all out. And thanks to everybody that tuned in, that listened to the broadcast. We out of here.